Let us pray. Holy One of all things, great and small, you help us all to grow into the full potential you see in us. And so often, like the mustard seed, we see ourselves as too small and insignificant, incapable of being the seed that grows beyond expectations into a force to be reckoned with, a force that follows the call of Jesus into some less comfortable places to feed the hungry and give water to the thirsty, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, sit with the sick and imprisoned. God, help us to find the marginalized in our society, to stand with our LGBTQ friends, to call for a deeper understanding of biblical texts that promote justice, especially for the vulnerable and the children, to welcome the families forced to leave their homes. Hold us accountable for the ways we see or fail to see you in the faces of the people we pass on the street or on the news, and to seek out the invisible faces. And God, hold us accountable for our imaginations. You've left us clues for the long journey toward your kingdom, and yet sometimes we still have trouble imagining what it would look like. We think of it as complete fiction that could never happen in the world. But Holy One, you've shown us time and time again what can happen when faith as small as a mustard seed cries out to seemingly insurmountable power. And with your help, with your vision, these giant mountains are moved. And it's certainly not easy work, this mountain moving business. It often takes a long time. So God, help us to not grow weary. Help us to continue to push, to be bold enough to cry no, even when we've been yelling it for so long that our voice is only a whisper. Because we know that while you are in the giant mountain moving work, you're also in the whisper, in the still small voice that calls to us again and again to say, just imagine what all this could look like. So God, help us to imagine what could happen if we love the way you love, cared for others the way you care for us. Holy One, we thank you for those who came before us and those who continue to lead us. Thank you especially for the way that Vicky has worked in our community and the love that we've shared together. We are so grateful for the ways we have shared our lives with her and shared the work for your kingdom. We pray for blessings for her and TJ and Nia, that they might spread your love in their new home as they have shown your love to all of us, that Vicky might continue your kingdom work and continue your prayer from so long ago, as we pray, our God, who art in heaven, thy kingdom be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.